join the main event and fight against the lukewarm. With nothing but their word and their history, take a can of paint and try to decorate their dignity. It's not what they anticipated. Fuck, it doesn't matter. Put your fists up and instigate. And they can't save the planet or the children or the pandas or themselves. God damn it.
It's October 17th, 2019, and this is the Sports Stat Podcast.
It is.
I'm your host, Corey Wade, as always, with Swoops Malone.
What up?
It is episode 86.
Right? Yeah, 86.
It is 86. Yeah. I like wrote it down, but you were like looking at the TV.
Yeah, okay.
And
yeah.
I said it, and normally like you give me
something. Yeah, like, yeah, 86. Like,
some confirmation.
Yes, yes, we're
and
on 86.
Like, fuck, did I really write this number down wrong? All right, we're off to a hot start.
Yeah, baby.
86, probably, definitely my favorite Mets year.
Yeah.
The last time they won the World Series. Long fucking time ago.
Long time ago.
But 86, we're cruising along.
Yeah.
We're going to cover some baseball we still got going on.
We got a little bit of everything today.
College football, some NFL.
Hockey, running.
We got, we've each got a heart-to-heart.
Yeah, exactly.
We're starting a string of pumpkin beers
for
October. Man, it's going to be a good week.
Yeah.
The baseball game just started, so this is game 4 of the ALCS between the Astros and Yankees.
Yep. Houston's up 2-1.
Yep.
Let's go.
This first pitch.
Let's fucking go.
This should have been yesterday, but it got rained out.
But they're playing 4 in a row, though.
This is going to be a weird
exactly. Now it's going to be weird.
We'll get into this in a second. Let's start with the player number draft.
Yes.
We pick a player of... that wore the number of the episode we're on.
Yeah.
So we're on 86.
Yeah.
Swoops, I've been going first because I've been struggling at picking them out, and I don't want you to take mine. So I'll let you go first and risk it.
All right. I'm going with Buck Buchanan. The Hall of Famer.
Was not
going to be that Buchanan,
one.
D tackle, was drafted in the 1963 AFL draft in the 19th round to the New York Giants.
Ooh.
But... then he got traded, New York Giants, 19th round. Oh, he got traded. He got drafted in the AFL and in the NFL. He got drafted first overall in the AFL, but he got drafted 19th overall in the NFL. So he was like, "Yeah, I must go with the NFL because they're awesome." So, yeah. But he played a lot of seasons. He's a Hall of Famer. He's awesome. Buck Buchanan, defensive tackle.
Cool. I'm going with Hines Ward.
Yeah, he was my backup. That's hilarious.
I hate both teams that Hines Ward ever played for, but somehow still kind of like Hines Ward.
Yeah, right?
Like, he wasn't really a dick. He was like, I just like the way he played.
Yeah.
He's kind of a tough wide receiver.
Yeah.
He'll probably be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
I
think so. I think he's got a. He's definitely got a chance to get in there. I would... I think he's one of those players that's like on the fringe, just like, you know, not first ballot, but like, yeah, like, you know, he can get in at some point. I wouldn't mind him being in there. 4-time Pro Bowler, 2-time Super Bowl champion. Hines Ward.
So we were talking that I was going to let you go first.
Yeah.
And then if you picked Hines Ward, I had a backup.
Yeah.
So my backup was Stephen Baker.
Okay.
So he was a, like, obscure wide receiver on the Giants.
All
right. Like, in the early 90s. Like, right when I was, like, becoming a Giants fan.
Yeah.
And but his nickname was, like, the Touchdown Maker.
Oh, yeah.
Because, obviously.
Like Dallas Baker.
Oh. Yeah. But then, Dallas Baker got it.
Yeah.
But it's pretty, I just always thought it was funny. To have it. I think I got his autograph at one point because the Giants used to do their training camp like in the town that my mom lived.
Okay.
So then we'd go to that at least once each thing. They move now. I know that they don't do it in the same spot.
Yeah.
But it was still fun, and Stephen Baker would have been my other one.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't on that tip.
Yeah, no one would have gotten Stephen Baker. I did have to quick make sure his name was Stephen.
Yeah.
Because I kept all I had was Dallas in my head from the Gators. All right, let's go to what's on tap.
Yeah.
We have baseball. We said, we're watching the ALCS. Let's jump in a little news, and we'll cover the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Angels hire your boy, Joe Maddon.
Go Angels.
I used to work for them, so sure, I like the Angels.
I'm a fan of anywhere Joe Maddon goes forever. period.
So I like Joe Maddon.
Yeah.
He worked there forever.
Yeah.
As our boy Dave Thomas, shout out Dave Thomas.
Dave Thomas.
Wrote on Facebook. We did talk about it a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Basically picked this one. This one was kind of a layup.
Yeah.
Because he worked in the organization for like 30 years.
Yeah, before he got over and did everything that he did to my beloved Rays. Oh, I love you so much.
Yeah.
I love you, Joe. Joe, right. I love you.
So the NLCS we can cover pretty quickly.
Yeah.
The Nationals swept the Cardinals. the joke I kind of told Kathy the other day was I think the Cardinals got all their hits in the first inning of their last game against the Braves.
Yeah.
Because they got no hit through like 7+.
Yeah.
No hit through like 6+. Then Strasburg K'd them like 12 times.
Yeah.
And then Patrick Corbin K'd them 10 times through 4 innings. And you're just like, all right, this series stunk. It was such a bad NLCS.
Yeah, it was just like, and we're done here.
And the Nationals. So the Nationals are in, I guess, technically their first World Series.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. It's like the first World Series in D.C. in like 80 years or some shit since like the Senators were around. A lot of like random stuff. But the former Expos,
yeah,
they're in the World Series.
No, just
their pitching was incredible.
Yeah,
they had very timely hitting, and Strasburg. Bryce Harper gets to watch them play in the World Series now.
He does.
They sent out the we're trying to bring a championship back to DC.
Yeah,
like he said when he did his Philly introduction.
Remember? Oh yeah.
So they tweeted that out.
Yeah,
man, they're just crushing him.
Nice.
It is kind of like I hate the Nationals. Because I'm a Mets fan. But the way that they're crushing Bryce Harper and the Phillies kind of makes me like them a little bit.
Yeah.
Just for like a few days. Because I hate the Phillies more than I hate them. ALCS, Astros up 2-1. They just pulled up stats right before this game started. Neither team can really hit.
Nobody can.
The Yankees basically hit in game one.
Yeah.
And then haven't since. And the Astros like pull a couple runs out of their ass.
Everyone, over two games.
And that's it. Yankees fans are looking as obnoxious as humanly possible. They put every person on the screen right now.
Yeah.
And they just look obnoxious. Like, they look annoying.
I'm just glad that we caught up to them because it's finally. It's hoodie season. We're here. We're here, baby. Hoodie season.
Oh, it is? Yeah.
It's nice.
It's not.
Not all day.
For me.
But at night it is, and that's when I work.
I told you, like. Slip in the weather because it looks really nice to go to a baseball game like in that temperature.
Yeah,
everyone's wearing like sweatshirts, but they're not freezing. They're pretty comfortable. I really wish that we could take this town and move it like 3 states. Just get all the fall.
Yes.
We have all of our friends. Mm-hmm. Like, just get rid of Georgia and South Carolina, and we all just kind of live in like Florida, but it's in like northern South Carolina.
Yeah.
Like, that's where I would want to live. That would be the best of me. Because I don't know, like, who cares about those two states?
Yeah.
But then I could, like, quickly drive to South Florida. Mm-hmm. You know, that would be the best.
That would be the best.
All right. So we covered MLB. We've still got probably another week or two.
Yeah.
And then they'll move into round shots with all the hirings.
Yeah.
But then we'll bring them back in for big time free agency. Mm-hmm. Let's go to college football. No real news. Got a recap. Finally, we're sad.
Yeah. It happened.
Yep. We're finally sad.
We lost the game.
UF lost in Death Valley.
Yeah. At night.
At night.
Yeah.
Lost by 14.
Yeah.
Gave up 21 straight points to lose, which was probably the most devastating part of it.
Yeah, it happened so fast. It really did. It was just like boom, 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 boom. It was like avalanche.
It was 28-21. UF was winning.
Yeah.
In the third quarter.
Yeah.
We were high-fiving.
Yeah.
Taking shots.
Yeah.
Very much enjoying ourselves.
Absolutely.
Still a little nervous.
Yeah.
And then it just all wheels
fell off. It was just over after that.
And it wasn't even like wheels fell off.
Yeah.
It was they score.
Yeah.
We have a bad pick.
Yeah.
They score again. We don't score.
Yeah.
And then they hit like a bomb, and that's pretty much the end of the game.
Yeah.
And then lots of people were waiting for them to score at the end, which would have been a meaningless touchdown.
Yeah.
Except for everyone that gambled on UF.
Exactly.
Which I have a side note. We never wrote this down, so I'm going to talk about it.
All right.
Did you hear about the kid that called in a bomb threat for the game?
No, what?
So there is an Alabama student.
Yeah.
University of Alabama student. He calls in a bomb threat to Tiger Stadium.
Yeah.
During the Gator-Tiger game.
Okay.
Gets arrested. He's, like, already caught and arrested. Believe he's still in jail, but that, like, in the police report.
Yeah.
He says he did it because his friend was about to lose a large bet.
Wow.
But, like, so I was listening on Barstool, and they're all like, you know, that's a really good friend if he's going, like, that lame.
Yeah, right.
To, like, try and save you money. But they went over, like, all the scenarios. Like,
yeah.
It was close the entire time until, like, LSU didn't cover until the end.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much, like, a few minutes left.
Exactly.
The only thing he could have had that he knew, like, that early when he called it in, I think he called it, like, halftime.
Yeah.
Was the kid had to have the under.
Yeah.
Like, the only realistic thing I could, like, that they came up with, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Because that game was scoring.
Yeah, it was.
To cover the over pretty easily. You know, it wasn't like, oh, hey, we barely are hitting the over.
No, it was.
Like, they went for it.
It was definitely on pace the entire time.
So that was kind of funny. South Carolina with big upset. Beats Georgia.
The Dogs.
Beats Georgia. Between the hedges. A missed field goal.
A lot of missed field goals. Miss, make field goal. Did they went on a missed field goal or make field goal? I don't even know.
So Georgia misses to tie it in the second overtime.
Yeah.
And that's how they lose.
Yeah.
Not going to go over this whole scenario.
No, yeah.
They battled, like, Muschamp and Kirby Smart battled it out to see who could fuck this game up. It was, I watched the last, like, 4 minutes of regulation.
Yeah.
And then overtime. It was infuriating to watch. Like, I'm obviously rooting for South Carolina
because
it's funny if Georgia gets upset.
Exactly.
Even, like, it would be a bigger deal if we upset Georgia.
Yeah.
But still, it's just funny to watch Georgia lose.
Absolutely.
At home to South Carolina.
Yes.
And as much as he didn't do well here, I'm not very anti-Muschamp. Like, I wish he would have succeeded here. Like, he seems like a decent person.
Yeah, I guess. I
mean, and he's not, like, McElwain was such a tool and douche, where, like, Muschamp was, like, kind of cool, but then he just stunk.
I actually forgot about McElwain.
Yeah, so, like, you know, like, I legitimately didn't like McElwain.
Yeah.
Like, Muschamp I liked, he just didn't get the job done, and then he had to go.
Wait, what's our coach's name right now?
Dan Mullen.
That's the thing that, it's one of those things, like, I was like, wait a second, we're from Muschamp, McElwain, Mullen, like fucking
Meyer.
Meyer, god damn, dude.
Meyer, Muschamp, McElwain, Mullen.
Jesus Christ. That's what threw me off, too. I was like, wait a second. All these M's are running together. That's why I had to ask. I was like, wait, what? My brain is hurting right now.
It's okay. I forgive you.
Thank you. So much.
So dumb. Other games. So Oklahoma, Texas.
Yeah.
I watched that whole thing. Oklahoma won, and it was, like, close at halftime.
Yeah.
And Urban Meyer spouted off a bunch of stats and kind of stumbled over them, but he was correct in his analysis.
Okay.
He just couldn't say it. That game should. Oklahoma looked like they should have been up, like, 1,000.
Yeah.
And they just never were. And Texas kept close, but then Oklahoma ended up, like, you know, pulling away towards the end.
Yeah.
And then the other one I had was I watched Wisconsin because I bet on Wisconsin.
Okay.
And they just blew the fuck out of Michigan State. Like, they just killed them. So I really just wanted to cover
that. I like the beef, the little beef that the Levitard show has with Michigan State, talking about how they're like, they'll never win. Sparty's always 8 or, you know, middle of the pack. And, yeah, it's one of those things like, yes. Okay. Come on. Let's be real. It's like be like Vanderbilt winning. You know what I mean? Like, come on. You know, like,
oh, in football?
Yeah.
Oh, it's yeah. Like, Michigan State's like, never winning.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly.
Yeah. Like, I thought you meant like everything.
No. I meant football. Like, yeah. It's like one of those things. Like, sorry. Yeah. Nah.
Yeah, they're never gonna win. And they have this thing too. Like, I don't. Did we talk about the dude that wrote the letter to the Penn State kid last week?
Yeah. We talked.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like. That dude, right?
Yeah.
Talks about the Penn State way.
Yeah.
Like, you had a horrible crime occur.
Horrible.
Like, horrible crimes occur at your campus.
Heinous, as they would say, actually. Heinous.
And the same thing is with fucking Michigan State.
Yeah, you're blue too. You
bring it up.
Yeah.
Michigan State fans are like, that was so long ago, Drummond. Wasn't really that long ago.
And those were my girls. The Dominique Mucianos of the world, right? Like that fucking old crew and shit back in the day.
I wanted... All right, so we're going to jump all over the place.
Hey, I don't give a shit.
He walks the first batter, Greinke.
Yeah.
He's a mental midget. Like, I think the Yankees are going to win tonight. I almost bet on the Yankees. Just because I think the Yankees are going to win tonight and the Astros win the next two.
Okay.
Just because Greinke, like, mentally can't figure... Like, any person starts getting on him from the crowd, he's like, oh, no, I don't know. So this week, there's a lot of actually, like, interesting games.
Yeah.
I don't know how much they are, like, the be-all, end-all.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of good games to watch. Number one is... Two games that we just covered, two teams we just talked about. Our beloved Florida Gators travel to South Carolina.
Yes.
That's pretty interesting. I don't like that it's noon.
Yeah, noon games suck. I gotta wake up and...
I'm going to watch it on my couch.
Same. I'm not doing shit.
Yep. I might crack open a beer at like halftime.
Yeah.
That is a couch watch game.
Oh, yeah.
Not going out for that. Oregon, Washington is pretty cool. I like the Temple SMU one. Just because it's too fun to watch smaller schools.
Yeah, all these ranked games. This is, now we're getting to the rank, you know, nice little fucking action here going on.
And then it's like conference and ranked.
Yeah.
And like Florida, South Carolina's at noon, so I'll have that on the main TV and then the side one. And then we'll just jump into like, all right, what am I going to watch the rest of the day?
Yeah.
Kathy will wake up at like 5:30. Like, what have you done?
Nothing.
Like, had a few beers and watched a bunch of football.
Yeah.
Maybe played a little video games if... A game turned into a blowout.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to just try and rebrand myself and get back on Twitter, like, during the games. And make comments and try and get this noticed more.
Yeah.
Just really put in some effort the next couple weeks because there's nothing going on next week.
Yeah.
And Florida, Georgia, I'm probably going to stay in town now because I spent too much money last week.
Yeah.
And just hang out and watch it here.
And the buses are going up there.
Yeah. And the bus isn't going... Dave, I'm sad.
Yeah, right.
Dave, that's a bad move. We've also got Baylor, Oklahoma State, which should be a good little Big 12 shootout.
Yep.
Arizona State, Utah, all these Pac 12 teams, anytime you think, like, hey, they might be the team, they lose.
Yeah.
So that's always kind of fun. They're
just beating up each other.
Michigan goes to the whiteout at Penn State.
Yeah.
And then Boise State. Goes to BYU, whose record now stinks, but they play a ridiculous schedule. And then I noticed, so I copied this list from Ryan Leaf.
Okay, gotcha.
And now I noticed that Ryan Leaf also put Arizona State and Utah a second time.
Yeah.
So there's that. So we're looking forward to college football. I'm going to post, we'll talk about our picks and everything, and I'll post them later. Yeah, that's it. I'm excited about college football.
Oh, yeah,
I kind of like, I don't like how spread out UF's home games are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it kind of lulls you to sleep on it, and when
that's the thing. It's like it's spread out, but it's clumped together also because it was like, you know, we had the four in a row.
Yeah, but I'm saying that like home game, and then it's such a long break between home.
Yeah,
games. So they're not spread out. Like I don't like the way that they were clumped together.
Yeah,
mainly
the distribution was definitely not too even.
Yeah, and I just don't like it because the way like they left here.
Yeah.
Everyone was excited.
Yeah.
And then they could come back and just all the excitement could be gone.
Yeah.
Like, if this goes poorly... Like, we don't have a home game
for a month. Like it's fucking...
Yeah. Crazy. And the difference in attitude could be...
Yeah.
Like, just crazy. All right, let's go into NFL. The big news is Jalen Ramsey...
Yep.
...going to the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah. I mean, cool. Hopefully,
I don't understand what the Rams are doing.
Exactly. Like, yeah. like
right. I get the Jaguars' point of view on this.
Yeah.
Hey, obviously, you do not want to play for us.
And we can get a lot of things for you.
Hey, we got two first round picks.
Yeah.
Like, all right, like, see that point.
Bye.
I'm in.
Bye.
I don't know what the Rams are doing.
Me neither.
Because they're 3-3. Them getting him doesn't fix the problem that they can't run play action.
They can't run the ball. They can't run play action. Yeah.
So that doesn't help.
Yeah.
And it also is like you're going to hit a point now where too many, like too little players
yeah.
make way too much money.
Yeah.
and it's going to fuck up like your overall ability to build like an actual, like full roster.
Exactly.
The other part I thought is the Rams really fucking trade, huh?
Yeah.
Like they're always trading.
Oh, why would you do that?
I don't know what's going on.
Silly.
Yeah, so that's the Rams trade. They got rid of Peters.
Yeah.
Marcus Peters. He went to the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
They got like a linebacker and a lineman, I think. And then they traded two first rounds and a fourth round for Jalen Ramsey. Which is a lot.
Just do your thing.
Which is a lot. The Jags could turn that into, like, I feel like the Jags roster is okay. But if you have, you know, two first-round picks the next 2 years,
yeah,
that can really, you can actually boost it up pretty
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. That's a good, that's a nice yeah, little haul for them. For yeah. them, exactly.
Last week, recap, the Texans beat the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So the Chiefs lost for the second week in a row.
Yep.
It's starting to become, if you can run the ball and hold the ball.
Yeah.
Enough.
Just keep them off the field. That's the oldest trick in the book. Keep them off the field.
Yep. And their offensive line kind of stinks.
Yeah.
So then they can't run. Speaking of, Denver just scored a touchdown.
I was just trying to pull it.
6-0. Royce Freeman just ran it in.
Woo! Is that the first possession?
Yeah, 9 minutes left.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, they're playing Thursday night. The Jets beat the Cowboys. Big upset, which... if it happens in like 2 weeks,
yeah.
I don't think it would be that big of an upset. But it was a big upset for the Jets to beat the Cowboys. Sam Darnold comes back, looks well.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting for yeah. Jets fans.
He's exactly. He's back. That was good.
Yeah.
I like to see that.
And then the Detroit-Green Bay game, we're going to cover this for a minute. The refs fucking stink.
Yeah.
They stink in every game.
Yeah.
But they really fucking do in this one.
Oh, it was bad. Two hands to the face penalties on the same
guy that didn't exist.
That never has done it before in his entire life, and he did it twice in the same game. Yeah.
And they just don't seem to, like, know what they're doing.
Yeah. I don't know if it's like... they don't care. I thought we had full-time refs so we didn't have... so that they would be better.
Yeah,
why am I still getting the same result?
I'm talking like they're terrible.
Why am I still getting the same result or maybe even worse? Like these
like
guys
McAfee,
are horrible.
Pat McAfee brought it up on his show.
Yeah.
It's oof. A big deal. Like, gambling is a huge thing now. Like, legally gambling is a huge thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's always been a big thing. Now we can talk about it. Now it's not taboo anymore.
Yeah.
It's been a big thing since the Black Sox goddamn threw the World Series, all right?
Yeah.
Game's been around in a major way for a very long time. For a very long time.
They need to fucking figure this out.
Yeah.
Because it's so annoying when you're trying to watch. Like, just enjoying the games is hard.
Yeah.
Let alone when I'm watching them fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
My bets. Damn it. This week, the primetime games.
Yeah.
Thursday night right now, we have Kansas City at Denver,
mm-hmm.
which is a very solid game. You know, I like division rivalry games. I don't know if I like division rivalries on Thursday, but I guess that's what...
yeah. Oh, yeah, that's division rivalry. It's
yeah.
the best time. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but it's still a cool game to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night is Cowboys... or Cowboys hosting the Eagles,
yeah,
which
nice.
Is gonna be which is awesome. Like big it's rivalry games are it's awesome for those. Eagles. And then Monday night is another division game, but this one probably won't be that good. The Patriots go to the Jets, but you can see how the Jets actually are with Sam Darnold.
With Sam Darnold, a whole different team.
The Patriots,
and season. I heard from. I mean, you're hearing that they weren't even using anything in their playbook when Sam Darnold was out. They're like, we're not even wasting any of this on.
Yeah.
On with Falk in there, whoever was in. Yeah, I was like, nah, dude, get out of here.
Fails and then Falk.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nah.
Yep. So that is with that. So it's be interesting. There's a couple good, games throughout the day. We've got Minnesota at Detroit. This one would look a lot better if Detroit had gotten the win against Green Bay.
Yeah.
Which they should have.
Which they should have.
So that's why I wrote this game down. Houston, Indianapolis. two teams that just beat the Chiefs.
I'm a so fan of both.
Division rivalry.
Let's go, Houston!
And then two games that are non-division games.
Defense.
Saints at Bears. Good defense. And then Ravens at Seahawks.
What's the weather going to be like in that Chicago game? Because it's starting to turn a little bit now, isn't it?
It's starting to get cold.
Starting to get a little, you know, it's not inside the dome. You know.
Yeah, we're starting to get cold. Teddy Bridgewater,
dude,
though.
Dude, he's throwing the same, I'm sorry. Zachary Greinke is throwing the same pitch four times in a row, and it's been called a ball four times in a row, and has not fooled anybody.
Yeah. He's thrown 22 pitches, 12 balls, 10 strikes.
Yeah.
Right, so that's what we're looking forward to in the NFL.
Yes.
It'll be nice to hang out and watch all these games with you.
Absolutely. Sundays are the best days.
Yes, they are. Let's do some heart to heart. I've got one real quick.
Yeah.
Because it seems to happen a lot.
Uh-huh.
But it, like, just dawned on me again. Like, if the Yankees win the ALCS, two of my five least favorite teams are going to be playing each other.
Yeah.
I've had to recently watch, like, the Patriots play the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Two teams I fucking hate.
Yeah.
Like, it's just... Pretty there's, bad. Like... You know, a group of like four or five teams that I really don't like.
Yeah.
And most of them are the ones that are always winning.
You're doing shit. Yeah.
Like Georgia has been really good.
Yeah.
And as a Gator fan, that stinks.
It stinks. God.
The Braves, like the Braves made the playoffs. The Nationals made the playoffs. The Yankees are in the playoffs. A team I randomly don't like is the Cardinals.
Yeah.
And they are in the playoffs. Yeah. And I'm just like, I can't. There's not even like...
Give me a break here.
I just want the like, hey, I enjoy this. I don't want to root against the Yankees the whole time.
Yeah.
Throw a fucking strike.
Oh my God.
He's going to walk. I told he's you he's a mental midget.
He's going to fucking walk.
He's a walk fucking in, mental midget.
Walk in. This game's going to end 1-0. It's going to
be... All right, so... That's it. Really, yeah. I'm just tired of teams I dislike.
What do you got? Jameis. What can I say about his play that hasn't been said about Afghanistan? That shit is bombed out and depleted. Like, oh my God. Five interceptions, one fumble, and that was after he walked it in. And that's after he fumbled it after he got after he fumbled it and recovered his own fumble. Like, the next play he fumbled it and then recovered his own fumble. Like, he didn't learn. I don't know. I mean, it's like... And like I said, we're going to fuck around because the highs are, like, good, but the lows are so bad. It's, like, literally, like, mountains and valleys, okay? And these valleys, you can't be... I mean... Oh, my goodness. It's hard. It hurts. It hurts watching. I had to wake up early to go watch that after a Saturday night of fucking working and drinking.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what I had to wake up to. That's what I had to wake up to. Almost threw up in my mouth fucking thinking about
just
it.
Just
thinking about it. Like, fuck, man. Like, I just hope that we are bad enough to have, to get one of those top three quarterbacks.
I feel like there's a few like, good ones.
Yeah, there's the three, like, Burrows, Hurts, Tua, and then you got the fourth, I always forget his name.
Herbert.
So, like, I think we'll be good, like, bad enough to get one of those four, and I'm fine with, honestly, I'm fine whichever one of those four we get. Literally, I'm fine whichever four of those we get.
And then there's always, like, the one small school guy that...
Yeah, exactly.
That you don't hear about until
the draft
is, like, coming up. All right, let's go into Beer of the Week.
Dan Jones.
Yeah, just fucking Daniel Jones. Seeing Daniel Jones, like, everyone was so on his jock after the Redskins.
Danny Dime!
And, like, he's been all right.
The truth, but, like, what are you talking
remember,
about?
Like, he fucking had the one game against the Redskins, and every fucking ESPN analyst ever was like, she wasn't David Gettleman right? And I'm just like, no, he hasn't really done anything since then, right? Like, he's had a lot, like, a hard schedule.
Danny Dime!
Like, I'm not anti- him right now, but, like, we're done just being all on his jock. All right, let's go Beer of the Week.
Beer of the Week. A good one. I'm liking
so, as
one.
I said at the...
I don't know if you guys could tell.
Intro?
I like it, but I like this one.
On the intro, we're doing a few pumpkin beers. We have 3 episodes left in the month of October. We are going to end. We're going to do 3 pumpkin beers.
Yeah.
We did 2 last year.
Yeah.
I looked it up because I had to make sure that we didn't do these ones before.
Okay.
So we're going to do. That's not a good pitch to swing at.
86 different beers that I've had. That I've had. Pretty much like 80.
No.
No?
Looked through it.
We redid
the first like 9 episodes.
Yeah.
I have to like go and like really do the list.
Yeah.
But I do remember we did like Gatorade. We like didn't do beers for because we were doing Tuesdays.
Oh yeah.
And we were not feeling the best.
Yeah.
So especially like because I was when we started doing this, I think I was doing the promo job.
So
we'd do like promo for Monday Night Football.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we'd stay out and then not feel the best on Tuesday.
So, that's when I wasn't working. Like I was like barely working, so I was like out all the time. Like, so
I will say, like clearly, we're on guaranteed.
Yeah.
Like 75 different beers that we've had.
Legit. Yeah.
Pretty much all of them have been new to you.
Yeah.
So it's exciting. I like teaching.
I love beer. I love drinking.
So this week it's from Southern Tier Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
It is Pumpkin. Which is their Imperial Pumpkin Ale. It's an ale brewed with pumpkins. So the way they describe the regular pumpkin is pumpkin puree and pie spices, malty, bready. Cinnamon dominates with nutmeg and vanilla in the background, which describes it pretty well.
With Pumpkin Nitro.
But we got Pumpkin Nitro cans.
Woo!
So I had never seen these before until I saw them in my warehouse. And then I saw them in the store and I got excited. So I bought them today, I brought them for you to try.
I'm excited.
It's from Southern Tier, so they're from Lakewood, New York. Mm. I very much like Southern Tier Brewing overall.
Yeah.
They have a lot of these, like, lots of spices. And, like, we're going to do the Samoa cookie one. It's from there. We've done the Cinnabon from them. They've got, a lot of, the more dessert, sweeter style stouts and stuff.
Yeah.
But they also have a couple solid, I've had a couple IPAs and stuff from them. They usually have, just overall solid beer. So if you see them, I would check them out.
Pumpkin, man.
But Pumpkin, all right, so we're Pumpkin Nitro cans. So this is, I already talked about the beer. It's 8.6%, which is the same as the bottle. They didn't really change that. It is 13.6 fluid ounces on this can.
Yeah, baby.
So, you know, you're getting a little bit more than what you would in the bottle, but most of it is likely because they add the nitro.
Nitro!
And you know if you, shake it, it's got one of those. I think it has one of those things in it. I can't tell if that's a beer.
I'll find out soon.
If you do nitro cans, you have to have, the little thingy like Guinness does.
Yeah.
But they may not. So, when we crack this bad boy open, you got the of nitro, which was awesome. The beer is delicious.
Yes, it is. Smooth.
And it's very smooth.
Smooth. Yeah, exactly. Fucking love nitro beers.
All right.
God.
So, we have a lot of, I've drank a lot of pumpkin beers.
Yeah.
And I'm going to over the next couple weeks. This one is very pumpkin pie-ish.
Yeah, you got the cinnamon in there a little bit.
What I noticed about the nitro is different from the regular one is you don't taste the alcohol as much in the other one.
Yeah.
Like when you drink the other one, you're like, oh, yeah, there's definitely 8.6.
Mm-hmm.
Here,
this is a good fucking beer, man.
You are into this one.
Yeah, I really am. I'm almost done with this tall boy. You know what I'm saying? I can't get enough of this beer right now. Legit.
What do you got on the can?
I mean, it's fucking pretty dope. They got a big old jack-o'-lantern over here carved out with a crown. You know, I love them crowns. And, I mean, it's like a lightning bolt going through it. I mean, it's just it's very, edgy. You know what I mean?
So that's the Pumpkin logo?
Yeah.
I'm contemplating trying to take from my work. There's a blow-up of this.
Yeah?
And I want to blow it up and put it on the roof.
For Halloween.
For Halloween.
Nice.
I don't want to put it in the yard because it's going to get stolen.
Yeah.
But I think if I put it on the roof, it would be hilarious. I could just, tie it down for a week.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if I can get my hands on it. So this one I rated a 4.25.
Mm-hmm.
I just looked back at my initial pumpkin thing. I was very harsh on it. I like this one way better. That was 2014 is what I'm putting. So I wasn't, maybe I wasn't fully ready for what this is. I would probably give the regular Pumpkin now a 4. I gave this a 4.25 just because it's more smooth.
Yeah.
Smoother would be the way to say it properly. And you don't taste the alcohol as much.
Yeah.
And sometimes, I like sometimes you get the alcohol burn. Pumpkin beer, I don't really want the alcohol burn. So you can check out this beer and all the other ones we have on the show and other ones that I've had. As I said, I drank a few different pumpkin beers last weekend.
Yeah.
This weekend is going to be a roller coaster of things I'm trying, that I'm getting from someone at work. Yeah. I have like lots of stuff in the fridge I'm excited about over the next 2 nights that I'm going to try. So check it out. You can go on Untap, look up the Corey Wade. You'll get everything on here. I tag the podcast on the check-in when I do it for what we're doing for the show.
Yep.
All right. Now that we talked about the beer longer than we talk about the beer a lot. Because we enjoyed it. It's exactly. Good beer. All right, let's go to round of shots. First XFL draft.
Yeah.
It happened.
Do
you know anything about it?
Very, very little. I got some updates on it. I saw like Cardale Jones got drafted. I saw like a couple people who got drafted, but I didn't really like look into the entire draft, I guess. What was it aired on? Like CBS Sports?
No, nothing. What,
nothing? Okay.
They did it basically all via. They basically did it all via social media.
I was going to say, they didn't do like Instagram Live? Nothing?
Yeah.
Couldn't even set up a camera in the corner?
So,
YouTube Live?
Well, I'm trying to go through here. Oh, that's a stupid article. All right, so mostly what they did is they all signed quarterbacks.
Okay, yeah.
That was like, I guess, before the draft.
Okay.
Pretty much everyone got a quarterback. So Cardale Jones,
yeah,
I think, is on the DC team, which is funny because another Ohio State quarterback's on the Redskins. And then Landry Jones is, of course, with the Dallas team.
Okay.
Because Bob Stoops is with the Dallas team.
Yeah.
And then your boy, yeah, so QB's got a sign, basically, okay, to teams. And then your boy is the dude that used to be at Aaron Murray. Is, I guess, our boy for the Tampa Vipers.
Yeah.
Because we're both, I guess I'll be a Tampa Vipers fan. I'll be one of those times when I pick. Yeah, we can. Maybe they'll have a cool hat. They have terrible colors, though.
Colors, though. I don't know what I'm wearing with those colors.
You kind of have fun right now.
Yeah, oh, true.
So what they did is they did it in, like, stages.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, how many ever rounds were, like, all right, we're drafting all skill players.
Yeah.
Then you get to phase two was offensive linemen. Phase three was defensive linemen and linebackers. And then phase four was DBs.
Okay.
So, like, you had to pick within those positions.
Gotcha.
And they went through. There's a couple guys that, like, Trey McBride I'm seeing pull up. Max McCaffrey, like Ed McCaffrey's kid. Tyree Jackson. Orson Charles is on a team.
Okay.
I feel like it's all the guys that – they got a lot of guys that were doing well. There's a few that were, like, big picks that were in that, like, AAFL.
Yeah. Oh, AAFL.
I got a
shirt somewhere.
Or whichever one just – yeah.
They all go down, all of them.
Yeah, so hold on. Let me find – I know Matt Jones is on a team.
Matt Jones?
Matt Elam's on a team.
Huh.
There was, like, a few guys – or I'm assuming Elam. Yeah. They were talking about him before they did the draft, but I think he was out. This segment's now going downhill. All right, so they're like players got drafted. There's some good ones.
Yeah.
I, again, think, and this should be training for referees too, is that the NFL should adopt, like, they should have adopted the last league,
mm-hmm.
but they should adopt this league and just, like, hey, all these dudes that would be, like, you have way less teams, but you have, like, you can, all your practice squad players can go.
Yeah.
And, like, the NBA D League, or G League.
G League.
It's where, like, whatever, like, a minor league team is assigned to, like, four NFL teams.
Exactly.
Like, every Florida team and the Falcons gets the Vipers, you know? Like, that's their team. so they can like go, hey, we want to see how well this guy does. Maybe we'll pick him up. Yeah. And you can get called up to any of the four. Like they can, they have to sign you.
Yeah.
From that, but you know, you have the pool of players.
You have the like.
I guess
the
that I don't know. That would be a thing. Move on from that. Cause I like that it's going to be, you know, another league to watch.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it'll just be on. Maybe. I won't like care that much about it, but it will be on.
What do you mean? You won't get in my fucking fantasy fucking XFL league, bro?
No. Nope.
Come on,
I've thought about wanting to do a fantasy NBA.
Yeah, no.
But then I don't care enough.
No, yeah.
No. All right, so then it came out that Michael Bisping, the, like, UFC fighter,
yeah,
has had a fake eye for, like, the last three fights that he's been in.
Yeah, I heard about that, too. I was like, how's that even...
Didn't click on it, didn't,
yeah, me neither.
Like, get in-depth.
Me neither. I saw, I, like...
But he had a fake eye and fought in the best league of mixed martial arts.
I definitely did a pass-by on that one. I was like, what?
Oh, but I wanted to talk about it because I'm so...
And you're like driving by, you see that random thing out the window, you're like, wait, did I just see that?
Oh, yeah, oh, and oh, sometimes like, I wish I took a picture.
Yeah.
Here I took a picture. I talked about it.
Yeah.
Next, U.S. soccer sucks. We lost to Canada for the first time in like 30-something years.
Oh, Canada.
This dude, you can go back in episodes.
Yeah.
And I was wrong because I liked his up-style play.
Okay.
I can't even think of the coach's name right now. I don't care at this point. I've never been kicked away from liking something as much as this because we stink so much.
Jeez.
Stink.
Man, that's unfortunate.
Like, Mike from Levitard put on Twitter, like, hey, I remember when the U.S. could beat anyone, and now we can just lose to anyone.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like we... It's not... And some guy goes, when was that ever a thing? And he's like, we beat Spain in the Confederations Cup.
Yeah.
Like, and then we also, like, beat the eventual World Cup champions in something.
Yeah.
Like, in another little tournament.
Yeah, he said we could
like,
win.
Like, we were, yeah.
We were, like, we right there. Yeah, we weren't winning them, but we weren't.
You could.
We could, yeah.
We would upset someone every now and then.
Yeah.
But you'd always beat the teams you should beat.
Yeah.
And now we're just not doing anything.
Any of that shit.
Stink. And we have... probably, like, some of the best players we've ever had.
Yeah.
And we can't figure it out. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't have an opinion that's good. Of, like, what to do.
Yeah.
But fucking figure this shit the fuck out.
Yeah.
Oh, Burkhalter is who it is.
Okay.
So, and then the guy that's in charge of firing... This is what I read. So, the guy that's in charge of firing the coach...
Yeah.
Like, Burkhalter. Burkhalter's brother is about to become his boss.
What?
Yeah. So, then now we're just always...
Yeah.
It's fucking the United States, man. It's nepotism.
Exactly.
That's how anything gets done in this shithole right now. And then you got this one, so I'll let you cover this.
Yeah. Finally.
It was very impressive.
Oh, my God. Finally, a human being has broken the two-hour barrier in a marathon. Kipchoge did it last week in Vienna, and it... was amazing. Did it 20 seconds under. Like, it was just it was everything came together and history was made. And now it's just like, what's next, you know? Like, that it was an amazing feat. Like, as many people have been running marathon, running in general, like, this is the first time it's ever happened under 2 hours. So, like, so impressive.
That's
like,
great.
Exactly. Like, it's just like, what's next? You know, like, what's next? It's so fucking, it's so awesome.
What's
though.
Crazy to me is, like, especially around here.
Yeah.
Maybe not here is the best example, because once you get out of a certain spot.
Yeah.
If you did a certain route in town,
yeah.
I don't know if you could drive 26.2 miles in 2 hours.
Right?
Like, if you hit the right time of day, you honestly could drive lower than that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's like a 13.5 mile an hour pace, and like I was watching like YouTube videos and shit, and like guys were like showing the equivalent of that on a treadmill, and like they had people on there that like couldn't do it
over. Couldn't do it for like the
longest person they had do it like random, like they had like runners like but like friends like people worked in the office like stuff like that like would go on there and like the longest somebody did was like a minute and like 20 seconds.
I would want to try. Like I'd have to hold. I'd want to see how fast.
Yeah.
The thing is going.
Yeah, oh, it's 13.5 miles an hour. It's fucking blazing on a treadmill. It's like it's incredible. It's stupid fast. Like,
all right, that's nuts. Let's go to Toast and Roast. I don't have a stat. I skipped doing the stat.
No worries, man.
All right, Toast and Roast. I'll let you go first.
So, I'm going to toast the New Jersey Devils. They did something this week that was freaking awesome. They had kids' night. They had kids' day at the game against. I'm trying to think. I don't know who they played against. It doesn't really matter. But they had a kids' night, and there was like a kid announcer. There was like a kid something else, like a kid's like assistant coach, and they had a bunch of kids draw pictures of the players for, and they showed them as their intros. Like, look at these pictures. Like, look at these pictures.
That's awesome.
Like, you have to go to, like, just look up the New Jersey Devils Kids Day. It is awesome. It is awesome. Like, it's great. Like, every day should be Kids Day in fucking sports. Like, the pictures are what does it. Like, the pictures are so great.
So they do, on a side one, they do at Gator baseball games. They have a kid announce, like, one of the innings.
Yeah.
And he, like, stumbles through some of the games. And then you get the one kid that's, like, really good. Always, like, throughout the season, it's pretty funny.
There's some close-ups.
I wish I got to draw one of the players. Yeah, right?
Fun as shit. So that's my toast. New Jersey Devils, you guys are awesome. See, I told you it wasn't a roast toast. See, I got you, man. I got you. All right, but this is going to be like from something so lighthearted and awesome to something so like disgusting. Bulgaria football fans fucking racist chants against when they were playing England the other day, like to the point where the match had to be stopped twice. Okay? They had to stop the match twice because of these chants and such things that were going on there in this match.
And
literally one more time they would have forfeit the game. Like, it's something that they had to, like, these are rules that have been instituted now because of the shit that's been going on over there. Like, that's where we're at. That's where we're at on this. So, like, what the fuck?
I hate people. I honestly just hate people so much.
Yeah.
That,
nice pitch.
That's it. That's all. I'm just going to... I'm leaving it. I hate people.
Oh, there's like a... Oh, it doesn't move around, but there's something down there. It's like stuck to the bottom.
Oh, that's how they do theirs.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right. So, I'm going to... I saw this on Twitter today, and I thought it was awesome. I'm going to cheers Luol Deng.
Okay. What did he do? Did like give money to...
Luol Deng signed with the Bulls so he could retire a Bull.
Okay.
Which was, to me, weird that he picked a team to retire with because he, you know.
What other teams did he play? I mean.
Well, he played with a bunch of teams.
Yeah, he did. But the thing was, after he left the Bulls, he played with a bunch of teams. Like, he played with the Bulls for, like, the majority of his career, and then he was, like, all over the place.
So the Bulls are going to honor him.
Yeah.
But then this guy wrote, he's still making $4.99 million a year.
Yeah.
From the Lakers for the next 3 years. Oh, God. And that's such a good way to retire.
Absolutely.
We're just like, no, I'm still going to collect checks, but...
Collect them checks, baby!
Like, I'm good. I'm good on my $5 million a year for the next 3 years.
Fuck out of here,
while he's just hanging out.
God damn, man.
Yeah, now I'm mad, so now I'm kind of upset that I did it.
I'm upset I had to spend money on a new TV today for no goddamn reason. I mean, I'm happy with the choices I made, and it was definitely a needed upgrade, but, like, it wasn't something that I wanted to do. It was something that I had to do. So, like, what the fuck? Those are the worst, where you, like, have to do it. It's like, oh, all right, I guess.
All right, so that's my toast. Yeah. My roast, we kind of already covered, is NFL refs.
Yeah.
I can't fucking deal with this anymore.
Yeah.
Like, figure it out.
Yeah.
They got to get rid of the reviewing the pass interference.
Like, what's it even there for?
That was dumb. What's weird to me, too, is you watch plays, and you're like, oh, that's definitely
pass interference.
But, like, then they don't review it. I just don't understand it. That needs to go away. The NFL needs to, like, really reevaluate this.
Man.
Because it's actually getting to the point where it could, like, significantly hurt the product.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're going to your cutoff.
Yeah.
Who are we cutting off? I have my favorite one to ever cut off.
Yeah.
I'm cutting off LeBron James.
Yeah.
So LeBron, this China NBA thing, it's so funny how they really wish it would
just
go away.
Just blow away like little dandelions. Not dandelions. What are those little? Are they dandelions? Things you blow away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think
no.
No?
Dandelions are the little sunflower-looking ones.
That, okay, that's what I thought, too.
I know which one you're talking about. It's not dandelion.
They, like, blow away.
It looks like a little, like, ball.
Which, realistically, I haven't probably seen since I was a little kid. And, yeah, probably haven't seen one of those since I was, like, a little kid.
If you, like, actually look.
Yeah. Probably all over the place, but.
I think you'd see them.
Yeah.
Then you'd, like, really understand.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, they asked fucking stupid LeBron James about, like, what he thinks about it.
Yeah.
And he was, we'll say, how do you say, not the smartest.
Not the smartest.
So, he is very upset with having to talk about this.
Yeah.
And he said he called Daryl Morey misinformed.
Yeah,
which is not true. He probably shouldn't have wrote the tweet. Exactly. We can agree on that. Like,
yeah,
we'll all agree that Morey should probably have not wrote the tweet. But LeBron James went with the, you know, freedom of speech is important, but this probably wasn't the best time.
Yeah, could have done it a week later.
Could have done it a week later.
Yuck.
And so my fave was.
I feel disgusting just reading it.
He's the fucking worst. And it's like someone talked about it the other day. Like, yay, so, oh, me and Max Kellerman agreed on something.
Yeah.
Max Kellerman's like, yo, he sold out.
Yeah.
That's fine. But like, stop acting like you're not selling out. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
You systematically threw away your, like, you can't. He can't come out and call out anything anymore.
No, exactly.
Because it doesn't matter. It's only when it's like, oh, if he had like a financial interest in cops shooting black people, he'd probably be like, no, I'm all right.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I don't really want to talk about that. We're not, you know, we're not politicians. But he had Portnoy quote tweeted him the other day, and it was like, hey, LeBron James, like, had this tweet from Martin Luther King about how, you know, freedom of speech is, like, the most important thing. And he retweeted it and posted how it's only convenient when, like, your money's not involved.
Exactly.
Fuck LeBron. Like, honestly, this might be my most proud moment as a sports fan. Is now that, like, a lot of people are anti-LeBron.
Yeah.
Bitch, I was on this fucking
bandwagon. I've been on this train. Everyone but LeBron. I've been on this.
I've been doing this shit.
Been on this.
For years now.
Been here. Piece of shit.
Oh. And you know what? I'm going to toast me because I've been right. Right. I've been wrong about a lot of things. But
a lot of things.
Lots of things I've been wrong. LeBron James? Right.
The fuck? Stop.
And I'm going to have to fucking buy this shirt that
Yeah, put seriously.
Out. Oh, here it is. LeBron James quotes tweet or puts a quote from Martin Luther King. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. And Portnoy puts, unless it negatively impacts me at all.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking asshole.
God damn it.
All right. Who you got?
I got Baker Mayfield. Yeah, the refs suck, man. Okay? They sucked in your game. They sucked in fucking the Packers game. They suck in a lot of games right now, okay? But guess what, quarterback who just threw 3 interceptions and is leading the league in interceptions since you've been in the league? You can't say that. You can't be the one to say that, all right? Sorry, bro. You can't be the one to be out here criticizing the refs when you're also giving the ball to their team. So, like, Might have had a little too many, not really thinking straight. You're blaming other people on your own woes, and you know, just gotta, I've got to be the one to put my hand on your shoulder and be like, you know, it might be your fault, and also I can't serve you anymore. You're cut off.
All right. Swoops. Now that we've done cutting people off, you know, yeah, what time it is?
What time is it? What time is
it? It's kind of funny. We should maybe switch these just the way, now that I just thought of the order that that we're doing it.
What's
that? Is we cut people off.
Yeah.
Like, and figuratively kick them out of the bar.
No, yeah, I guess.
And
right,
then we go to the saloon, which, yeah, is like just an old timey bar. But it is time to go.
It's time to go to the saloon now.
All right, so last week, we probably should have been cut off.
It was bad. It was bad.
We should have been cut off from gambling.
Took it on the chin.
We really got fucked.
Shut up, dogs.
2-8 overall record.
Yeah.
Horrendous.
Jesus. Both went 1-4. It was not good. It was not a good weekend for your boys over here. We'll bounce back.
I won a college game.
Yeah.
And you won an NFL game.
And that's it.
And Nelly's going to win the game of pissing me off as much as humanly possible.
At least we're at the end here.
Not stopping barking. Holy shit. All right. So we both went 1-4. I'm not going over all these. We stunk. Holy cow.
Yeah, right.
We both stunk a ton. She really ran down the hall,
yeah, right,
to bark more. So I'm going to go into my college ones. Sorry for being distracted by the dog.
Right.
Stanford. I've got Stanford -3.
Yeah.
So I got I got Stanford -3.
You took it early?
A little earlier today. Yeah. It has fluctuated.
Okay.
So it started at like Stanford -9 was what it opened at.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So Stanford -3. I've got Nevada +21. I've got, and then the Air Force Hawaii over 66.5.
Okay.
66.5. So I've got, basically,
I didn't
tonight.
I make it that far down the list. Damn,
I
it.
Basically have tonight and the two last games that you can do.
Yeah.
And then I'm just going to go for my NFL ones real
just
quick.
Keep going.
And so I got Kansas City, Denver,
yeah,
under 49.5, and Philly, Dallas, over 48.5. So the under right now is not looking that good,
yeah,
for tonight, but then I got Philly, Dallas, over. What do you have?
I've got Stanford -4.5. I don't know how that worked out. Whatever. I got a little later than you, earlier than you, later than you. But
you got it later than
you. Yeah. Florida -5 and Maryland +5.5. And in the NFL, I've got the LA Chargers at Tennessee +2.5. I just think that any Philip Rivers led team can't be this bad, because he's really good. He's proven that he's better than what this season has shown. So I'm gonna have faith in that. Tennessee just put in, you know, Ryan Tannehill as a starter instead of Marcus Mariota. Literally, we would be doing the Bucks would be doing the same thing if we had anybody with a name behind Jameis Winston.
Who is the Bucks backup?
I think it might be Vinny Jr. I think. I'm not sure.
Who?
Testaverde Jr.
That's nuts.
I think it might be, but I don't know. I know it's not anybody that I really want. I mean, as bad as Jameis is, it is not like, hey, the backup. Because, nobody knows his name. But, and I also got Philadelphia Eagles +3 at Dallas, because, wow, 3-run home run off Tanaka. Let's go. Let's go. Greinke, you can fucking be
mental
breathing. Yeah, you can breathe a little easier
and
now.
Timely hitting.
Yeah.
All right. Those are our picks.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll do better this week. I'm actually going to post mine, and since I'm not going out, I will just probably bet more this weekend.
Yeah.
And post those. I'm going to give a shout out real quick to Ferb, the dog. Ferb's birthday is tomorrow.
Nice.
Turns 9. So happy birthday, Ferb. Again, we always appreciate when you listen.
Yes.
I'm going to put on the site and on our Facebook all the links, because now we should. We're not up there right this second. We're in the middle of being up there. I got them all submitted to like 5 different podcast sites, so yeah. Hopefully we'll get some more randoms listening. And then
distribution, baby.
Don't forget to, if you do click on it and it's on iTunes, rate and review again.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be missing all the reviews that we had before.
Yeah.
I think. I'd have to double check that. Follow us on Twitter at the Corey Wade, at Swoops Malone. Everyone have a good night. Cheers.
Cheers. Let's go. Let me know. Right up.
It's like the bass.
Let me know. Yeah. Let me know.
Let's get him.
The mic's my sword of omens. I see them haters from way off. You thinking I'ma quit? I'm hoping you take a day off. I'm not down for schemes, and y'all niggas looking like made off. If this was based on work, then you motherfuckers be laid off. Lynch mob, the rappers, man, I'm killing you niggas. And yeah, I'm aiming for the top, simply gripping the trigger, because all I want is fame, become my household name. I do it without the gimmicks, you con artists are lame. On the road to riches, you be making stops. I'm on an easy pass, getting cheese ain't hard. That's why I call that shit easy, man. I have everything you lack, but you don't have a thing I need. I'm moving like lightning fast, y'all niggas on a dial-up speed. On a roll, I'm on a roll, everything is great. Cause I'm coming for your spot, cause y'all niggas can't push the weight. I raise my bars and feel the hate, then rise above, levitate.
Man, I do this better than any nigga you ever know. You work harder, I work harder, guess who's about to blow?
Cartoon Network game, this Thundercat is rebooted. I swear that I'm the shit, yeah, y'all niggas asking who booted. I'm lyrically advanced, and I'm sorry you can't compute it. Captain Planet making music, your tracks are looking polluted. Let me clean it up, whiskey to the face, beat me up. Asking for a free CD, alright homie, you see these nuts. Keep a tight circle, there's only so many I can trust. I just feel the void so tight that it's about to bust. These girls say they love me, but I know that it's purely lust. So I give them carefree, homie, and a quicker fuck. I'm just trying to blow up and separate from the duds. Most rappers are washed up, and I can still see the suds. Salty niggas throwing shots, cause they failed the test. Where many of them failed on my road, they only see success. A lot of people claiming that I cannot be the best, but I got Kevin Hart fans to tell you,
say it with your chest, nigga. And I do this better than any nigga you ever know. You work harder, I work harder, guess who's about to blow? I'm about to take this team to levels that it couldn't go. If you fucking with me, throw your hands up and let me know. Let me know, let me know. If you fucking with me, throw your hands up and let me know. Let me know, let me know. If you fucking with me, throw your hands up and let me know.
Nothing new, nigga, this is what I do. I swear I'm doing great, homie, how about you? And how they doubt you when you better than the best out? Hey, quitting, that'll be your best route. Walking with my chest out, flex on the fuck, boy. Bottles of that gold shit, I need me a cup, boy. Niggas know I'm cut, boy, somewhere in the cut. Blowing good, got a wifey, but it's hard to keep these sluts off my wood. No buts or excuses, unless she got a butt, then it's deuces. I'm blowing all this green, nigga, mucus. Spitting like I'm toothless, living like I'm Oprah. I define change, no digging in a sofa. Me lose, no sir, every day I toast up. Used to dream about it, just recently I woke up, and Chuck told me treat it like my last. So I'm writing like that goddamn reaper on my ass. Oh yeah,
I do this better.